This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. SubhanAllah. It's been a year since we started these e-reminders. It was last Ramadan that we started them, alhamdulillah, and it's been going a full year. We've missed a few days, obviously, as one does. But you know what? Today I want to talk about Tawbah. I want to talk about repentance because, well, it's that time of year, isn't it? It's Ramadan. And, you know, the end of Ramadan, what is the end? Well, we're into the second half of Ramadan now, right? And the end that this the end of Ramadan is about mercy, it's about forgiveness. And also because it's sort of appropriate to remind ourselves about the importance of repentance. And it doesn't matter what stage you are on your journey of self-mastery, self-discovery, knowing yourself, which is what we've been talking about. Repentance is an essential part of it. And it doesn't matter what stage you are, brothers and sisters. It doesn't matter what level you are. It doesn't matter where you are in your spiritual journey. Repentance is an intrinsic part of every single stage of that journey. And it doesn't stop. It stays with you until you die. This is the reality of Tawbah. This is the messenger of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, he said that he made Tawbah more than 70 times a day. And this is the messenger of Allah. So Tawbah is something that is, what is Tawbah, first of all? What is repentance? What do we mean by repentance? Yeah. So this is as opposed to istighfar, which we've talked about previously, seeking forgiveness. And we talked about the virtues of that. We talked about the benefits of seeking forgiveness. But Tawbah is different, right? Tawbah is like a complete repentance. And what I think the key here, brothers and sisters, is complete. Yeah. Because it, you know, complete means that it is everything. It encompasses everything. It's the totality. You know, so you may make istighfar or seek forgiveness for a particular sin. But a tawbah is like a complete, it is complete repentance for everything within you, all your misdemeanors, all your transgressions. Everything in which you've gone away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And this is why, again, this whole journey that we've taken over this year of knowing yourself is, again, important. We've talked about it, why it's so important for sincerity, but it's also important in this subject of Tawbah, right? It's also important because this self-awareness, this being in tune with yourself and this being honest with yourself about who you really are, what are your weaknesses, what are your shortcomings. If you really understand this, if you're really in tune with this, then surely the whole process of Tawbah, of repentance, is going to be more complete. It's going to be more full. It's going to be more real. And so for Tawbah, or for real repentance, for this complete, what it really means is returning in Arabic. That's what it means. It means to turn back or to return. Yeah. It's almost, I guess, that you could say that a real Tawbah would almost be going back to a childlike state. It's almost going back to your pure fitrah, that pure state of being when you are completely innocent and you are completely free of every sin, because that's ultimately what a real Tawbah would result in. A true and complete repentance would indeed result in you being completely pure in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free from sin. So I'm sure that you can understand that making real Tawbah, making a complete Tawbah, making that pure and whole and full repentance is maybe not such an easy thing. And it reminds me of what Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say, that he used to say that it's easier to abandon sins than it is to make a real, sincere repentance. But the fact that it's hard and the fact that it's difficult should not stop us, brothers and sisters, from making the attempt. It shouldn't stop us from trying, and trying constantly. Always we should be making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, what do we need to do in order to make tawbah? How do we make tawbah? Well, you know, there's no better time than Ramadan to make tawbah. And it's for the same reasons we've mentioned before, you know, like subhanAllah, Ramadan, the shayateen. First of all, the shayateen are chained. Because the shayateen, the shaitan, the shayateen are always trying to confuse you, trying to distract you, trying to cast doubts into your heart, trying to put misconceptions, shubahat, always trying to, you know, stir within you your desires and your impulses. And one of the strongest things for us to let go of, brothers and sisters, you know, we like to think we're innocent. You know, we want to think we're innocent. We don't like to things. And we've talked about this before. This is one of the big challenges. One of the big challenges is that ability to be honest with yourself, not to tell yourself stories, not to fool yourself about the wrong things that you have done. This is what many people do. Many people, instead of realizing and recognizing that they have done wrong, instead of acknowledging that they have disobeyed Allah, one of the things that a human being can often try to do is try to rationalize it by unfortunately doing something that is even more terrible than the sin itself. And that is by trying to imagine or pretend that the thing that was haram was not haram after all, that you had a reason for it, you had an excuse for it. Oh, I needed to do that backbiting. I had a reason to slander and backbite people and carry tales about them. I had a reason to steal. I had a reason to do this haram thing or that haram thing. This is the real challenge, brothers and sisters, right? The real challenge is that. Because subhanAllah, how can you make tawbah? If you're not even going to acknowledge that you've done wrong, how can you make tawbah for it? So this is where it all starts. Real tawbah starts with the acknowledgement. That's where it starts, right? It starts with, first of all, acknowledging that you have done wrong. So it has to start with that. It has to start with that realization and that understanding of the wrong things that you have done. Okay, and then from there, brothers and sisters, this is the first step. And this is why we do this effort. This is why we make this effort. This is why we put in this time to discover ourselves, to be real with ourselves, to get real with ourselves, to be honest about ourselves. Okay, because if we don't do that, excuse me, my power is cutting out. My power is cutting out on my laptop. I'm making a difference. There's some sort of charge going in, so hopefully it will hold out. So brothers and sisters, yeah. So that's the first stage, is acknowledgement. And remember, tawbah is not just about one sin. It is about the, you know, completely returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, you've got to be determined that you want to stop whatever it is you're doing. You want to stop these sins. You want to desist. So with that as well comes a whole load of things, right? If you're really sincere and you're really honest and you're really making a proper and complete repentance, then you'll know that with that comes some effort that you're going to need to make. So for example, if you are in a situation that is, you're in an environment, or when you're hanging out with friends, or you're with a group of people, and that environment that you are in, those friends that you have, that situation that you are in, is constantly causing you to sin again and again and again, then subhanAllah, right? How can you be making real tawbah if you are going to keep on exposing yourself to that situation and that environment that is causing you to commit those sins? You see, brothers and sisters? So real repentance, means that you're going to need to remove yourself. You're going to have to distance yourself physically, if need be, because otherwise you're not really sincere. You know, you can say the words of Tawbah, you can say it with your mouth, but are you really sincere in wanting to change your life? So I'm reminded of that hadith of the man who killed 99 people, right? He killed 99 people and he wanted to repent. So he went looking for someone to advise him. And he went to some pious worshipper, someone who was famous for being pious and being a worshipper. And he asked him, I've killed 99 people. Is there repentance for me? And this man said, how evil are you? How wicked are you? There's no chance of repentance for you with such sins over your head. I'm just paraphrasing. So he got so angry that he took out his sword and he killed this man. And he said he made it 100. But you know what? He still wanted to repent. He still wanted to change. So he searched again. And this time he found a scholar. And he asked this scholar, I've killed 100 people. Is there any repentance for me? And the scholar said to him, there's nothing between you and repentance, except that you need to leave the land of these evil people, this evil land, and you need to go to a better land, a better place where people are better, right? And he mentioned, go to such and such land. So this man who wanted to make repentance started on his journey. And he died. He died halfway to the near, so the point being, brothers and sisters, he made this journey. He made this effort. The scholar told him, you need to change your circumstance. You need to change your environment. This is a real proof of real Tawbah, right? So anyway, the end of the hadith is that he died halfway and the angels of mercy and the angels of punishment came. They were arguing which one was going to take his soul, because the angels of punishment said he did nothing good in his life. He killed 100 people. And the angels of mercy were saying, no, he made Tawbah. So Allah sent another angel to arbitrate between them and told them to measure the distance between, you know, the land, the evil land, and the land of the good land, or the better place. And according to one hadith, it mentions that he was one step closer. Another one mentions that Allah shrunk the earth to make him closer to the land, so that his Tawbah would be accepted and complete. And what this does show, brothers and sisters, obviously the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great. The mercy of Allah is so vast. Subhanallah. There's so many lessons in that hadith alone about the difference between a pious worshipper and a scholar, right? And that there's no barrier between you and Allah's mercy except you making Tawbah, right? Subhanallah. Even if you killed 99 people, you can still repent. You can still make Tawbah. Subhanallah. So the gates of repentance are always open, brothers and sisters. They're always open. Don't ever think that your sins are so great that you can't repent for them. Because this man, look at his sins. Look at the catastrophic crimes that he committed. But subhanAllah, the scholar realized that Allah's mercy is vast. But what is important is the effort. It's not just about saying astaghfirullah wa tawbu ilay. It's the effort, the real sincere and complete and real Tawbah, the real changing around of your life. It means to change your life. So he made this journey, right? So what if happened if he'd only made a few steps? What if it happened if he really hadn't got that far? SubhanAllah. It just shows the importance of real repentance means real effort. And the other thing is, obviously, that if you have abused other people and you've hurt others and you, for example, you've stolen from others, then you have to do your best to make up for the things that you've done. If you've backbitten someone or slandered someone, then you have to speak good about them in the same way that you spoke evil about them. Or perhaps you could give charity hoping that the charity will be an expiation. But actually what you really need to do is go to that person and get that person to forgive you. Get that person to forgive you. This is why, brothers and sisters, be very careful what you say about your Muslim brothers and sisters. Be very, very careful about what you say about their honor. Be very careful, because the Muslim is sacred. Their blood and their honor and their property is sacred. If you take their property, if you spill their blood, or if you dishonor them, you have transgressed against something that is sacred, and you are going to be held to account for it. So brothers and sisters, you know, be careful what you say, especially in this day of social media, where you can just make one line, you can type something, and you could say something terrible about your Muslim brothers and sisters, and it goes around the world. Yeah, it just doesn't limit itself to you just abusing that person online. That slander, that lie can go across the planet, brothers and sisters, right? So be careful. So this is all part of a complete and real Tawbah, is just take, you know, rectifying yourself in your actions. You see, changing your character. You can change your character. You can improve your character. You can build your character. Yes, it's hard work. Yes, it's difficult, but it can be done. All of this is necessary on the path to real and complete and true repentance, brothers and sisters. So please, this is the month of Ramadan. This is the time to make Tawbah. This is the time to return to Allah. This is the time that you want to come out of this month with your sins forgiven. This is it, subhanAllah. You know, how can we, you, subhanAllah, it's a real disaster that you came through the whole of the month of Ramadan and you didn't finish this month without your sins being forgiven. So this is a time to make Tawbah to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So that's the thing. You've got to resolve not to do this thing again. And not only will you not do it again, the reality of that is obviously that you make whatever practical steps are necessary. Okay, so this is very important. And so that's the final part of a real complete Tawbah, is that you don't go back to it. So what if you do go back to it? Well, you make Tawbah again. You know, obviously, if you go back to it, that's a deficiency. That's a problem. It's like a man on a journey. Imagine a man on a journey and he gets, you know, he's on a journey, he's making a journey, and he gets attacked on the way, and he gets by some bandits and they tie him up. And, you know, they take everything from him. And then some kindly man comes along and, you know, releases him and says, look, this road is full of bandits and thieves. You know, so if you take precaution, if you're clever and you take your precautions and you watch out, you'll get to your destination safely. You see, this is like the example. So take your lesson. This is the other thing. Take your lesson from your sins. Take your lesson from your batterings. Take your lesson from all of these things. And of course, subhanAllah, if you do fall again, then you get up again. You keep trying. You keep making repentance. Don't ever stop. It doesn't stop, brothers and sisters. Like I said, this does not stop until the day you die. And it doesn't matter how spiritually, you know, advanced you get. Tawbah doesn't stop. Actually, the more spiritually advanced you get, the more sincere and complete your Tawbah will be. This is the essential provision on our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is making Tawbah. So don't delay, brothers and sisters. Allah mentioned in the Quran, he told the believers, make repentance, O you who believe, so you will be successful. Yes. So Allah tied being successful to Tawbah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that those who refuse to repent, that they will be destroyed. This is the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us. So it's connected to this matter of Tawbah. You see, this matter is so important, really. In reality, this whole issue of realizing how weak and deficient you are as a human being, that it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how good you are. It doesn't matter how amazing your life has been. You're always going to fall short. You're always going to fall short of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's fine. That's okay. You know, Allah is not expecting us to be perfect. Only He is perfect. He is the one who is perfect. That's what life is. That's one of the most important things to understand from life, is exactly that. That Allah is perfect. He is the one who is truly perfect. We are not. We are human beings. The son of Adam sins by night and sins by day. But the best of the sons of Adam are those who seek forgiveness, are those who repent, are those who make tawbah. So brothers and sisters, just to come round to where we started, subhanAllah, this beautiful month of Ramadan, it is a beautiful month. It's a hard month. It's a tough month. You know, we've talked about it in another, a really interesting program I did with Dr. Abdul Haq Baker. And we were talking about, at least I was talking about, look, you don't have to enjoy Ramadan. You may actually not like it that much. I mean, we do it because Allah has ordered us with it. It's okay. Not every single thing Allah mentioned about jihad, right? About fighting. He said, you know, you dislike it, but sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes you don't like a thing, it's good for you. And sometimes you hate a thing that's bad for you. But, you know, unfortunately, if people attack our homes, attack our families or whatever it is, we need to defend them. This is the reality, the unfortunate reality of life, you see. So we don't, you know, that it's not a pleasant thing. Of course it's not. So some people love fasting. Some people enjoy it. You know, I don't enjoy fasting. I don't get a kick out of it. I'm happy when it's finished. MashaAllah, alhamdulillah. But you know, it's beautiful. Ramadan is beautiful from the point of view is that it's this month of opportunities. It's this month to get rewards, to get so many rewards and so many blessings. It's this month to make istighfar, to make seek forgiveness. It's the month of tawbah. It's a month to make repentance. It's a month to have your sins forgiven. It's the month to draw close to Allah. It's especially the month of the Quran. It's not too late, brothers and sisters. Look, you're halfway through Ramadan. It's not too late. And make this, you know, attachment with the Book of Allah. It's truly amazing, honestly. The Quran, subhanAllah, really, it is something you want to attach yourself to this book. I mean, like, it's something you want to be familiar with. It's something you want to read a lot. And the more you do it, alhamdulillah, the more, you know, full of light and blessing your life will be. So brothers and sisters, that's it from me for today. Jazakallah khair for listening. Don't forget to share this video. And why don't you join us for the iEra live appeal tonight? Inshallah, also it's going to be on my Facebook page. Inshallah, probably on my YouTube. I don't know if it's on my YouTube channel, on my Facebook page. So do join us. We're going to be talking about Dawah efforts in Africa and some new places we're going to be moving into. So join us for that. And we'll, you know, obviously keep up with the great programs on Newcastle FM and on my YouTube and Facebook pages. Don't forget to share and like and subscribe and all those things that, alhamdulillah, helping us on our way, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, may you have a blessed Ramadan. May Allah accept your fasting and your prayers and your charity and all your good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins. Jazakallah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.